This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. Afghanistan's presidential election is underway, and there has been violence in the wake of the Taliban warning to Afghan voters to stay home. AP correspondent Sarah Bassett has a report.
An upsurge in violence in the run-up to the elections following the collapse of U.S. Taliban talks to end America's longest war had already rattled Afghanistan. Yet many voters expressed frustration over government corruption and chaos at polling stations, such as incomplete voters' lists and unworkable biometric ID systems. Reports of violence emerged from southern Afghanistan, the former spiritual heartland of the Taliban. A bomb attack on a local mosque where a polling station was located wounded 15 people. Elections in Afghanistan are notoriously flawed. In the last presidential polls in 2014, allegations of widespread corruption were so massive that the United States intervened. No winner was declared, and the U.S. cobbled together a unity government. I'm Sarah Bassett.
The latest in the impeachment investigation of U.S. President Donald Trump. House Democrats have issued a document subpoena to Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. Pompeo has missed two earlier document deadlines. The Washington Post and the New York Times both report Mr. Trump's special representative for Ukraine has quit. Kurt Volker was named in the whistleblower complaint that the president pressured Ukraine's chief executive for help in an effort to tarnish the reputation of Democratic presidential hopeful Joe Biden. And Mr. Trump's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, told Sky News that along with his client, he had done nothing wrong.
What I did is perfectly lawful, perfectly legal. I find it completely extraordinary that you're spending all this time asking me about what I did. All this time should be spent on the pay-for-play scheme that Biden set up, in which he made millions and millions of dollars.
To stay up to date on all the day's news, you can always go to our website, voanews.com. There is also a convenient, easy-to-use mobile app. From Washington, this is VOA News. The United Nations is rushing to provide aid to hundreds of thousands of people affected by severe flooding in Niger. The heavy rains, which began in June, have killed scores of people and affected more than 200,000. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
The UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs reports the situation took a dramatic turn for the worse the last week of August. That was when water levels of the Niger Basin reached flood stage and overflow from dams in neighboring Burkina Faso and Mali contributed to the surging waters. OCHA spokesman Jens Laerke says the last time the Niger Basin reached this level was in 2012.
At that time, the floods left dozens of dead and affected nearly 500,000 people. Each year, there has been an upward trend in how many people are affected by these seasonal rains. We have seen a doubling of the number of people affected since 2015, as well as increasing material damage, including destruction of crops and loss of livestock.
Lisa Schlein filed that report for VOA from Geneva. One of the most prominent Hong Kong pro-democracy activists says he plans to go into elective politics in China's semi-autonomous territory. Joshua Wong made the announcement today, saying he would run in November's district council election.
Frankly speaking, running for office is the most moderate, peaceful, and rational way to express our political belief. If they block young activists just like me to run for office, they need to pay the price.
Back here in the United States, consumer spending, a key economic indicator, was up last month, but not by much. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports the August numbers may raise further concerns for the American economy and what may lie ahead.
American consumers boosted their spending just 0.1% in August. It's the smallest gain in 6 months, despite incomes growing at a solid pace. The Commerce Department says personal income was up 0.4% last month. That boosted the savings rate to 8.1%, a sign that consumers aren't overspending. Consumers are a key driver of the economy as businesses have cut their investment spending and exports have slipped. Last month's modest gain follows several months of healthy increases in consumer spending, with consumer confidence at historically high levels. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Joseph Wilson, the former ambassador who disputed U.S. intelligence on Iraq that was used to justify going to war under President George W. Bush, has died. He was 69. Wilson died of organ failure in Santa Fe, New Mexico. That word from his former wife, Valerie Plame, whose identity as a CIA operative was exposed in 2003, just days after Wilson's criticism of reports that Iraqi leader Saddam Hussein was trying to purchase uranium in Africa. Gene Randall, VOA News.